planet to live righteously.
It's time for another episode of the Cultural Hall. It's Articles of News for the week of the 21st of November. It's me, Richie T, and I'm joined with DJ Rob.
Hello.
We're at the House of the Party.
What do you think about this?
I love the House of the Party. Yeah. I especially love the beam that's going across the back here.
People are loving it.
But I'm guessing that's not really what you were asking.
No. Why don't we change it to DJ Foray?
Nope.
Why not?
Because it doesn't look like fairy. It doesn't. It looks like if I. That's the problem
DJ
with your name.
Foray.
Yeah, you don't. No, it sounds good, but how do you spell it? It's like the Oneaters. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Because they go.
They would. They'd look at it and they say, "Oh, it's DJ Fur."
Yeah, DJ Fur or
Furrer.
Yeah. You know, any one of those things. So no, it's not gonna go well for you.
It's too bad.
DJ Rob, though, that's easy.
Yeah, it's good.
Plus, haven't you built that up and paid for that already and stuff?
Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, is it what your talking people tell you you should do? Now you should go by DJ Foray?
No, but when I do my speaking engagements, it's Rob Foray. It's not DJ Rob.
It's Foray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought you were on the fairy side of everything.
No, I'm Foray.
No, you're Foray.
Yes.
It's your dad that's Foray and your mom that's fairy.
No.
It's Flip your it. Dad that's fairy and your mom. So does your dad feel like you're sort of a traitor then?
No.
No?
Because this is how it all went down.
Okay.
He moved to Atlanta for residency.
Uh-huh. Because he's a doctor.
Yeah, back in the 70s, 60s. And he was out there and they decided to go by the French traditional way. And so they were Forays out there.
Okay.
Right? They moved back to Utah and my grandpa's all like, what?
Yeah.
That's when it was.
Yeah,
like,
so it's true to the family line and you're denying it.
Yeah. And so my mom stayed Foray.
Yeah.
And then my dad went back to Fairy.
But I feel like the name is what your dad is and Fairy.
And then my brother up in Logan, his family, they're Forays.
So everyone's jumping the Fairy ship.
Yep. Except for my cousins.
Right. But I feel like you should be on the Fairy ship.
No way.
Jump on the Fairy ship.
Sweet.
What else is new for you?
Jump on the ferry ship. Lollipop.
No, you haven't been here for forever. What's going on?
You went to Disney World? Yep. Went to Disney World.
Twice?
No, just once.
Florida twice.
But I went to Florida twice. Yeah.
DJing, like your
multiple weddings, yeah.
What's his bucket? Prodigy. What's his name? Your mentor.
Yeah. Yeah.
His wedding.
Yeah. So the first time I went to Orlando, I DJed a wedding for a friend that I met in Orlando when I used to live there. I lived there 10 years ago.
You were at Disney. That's crazy to me.
10 years ago this week, I moved back to Utah from Florida.
You were a Disney intern.
Yes.
Right?
And a Disney intern, worked in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Very
good. Did the Jungle Cruise. Very elite. Yeah. Very elite.
And then I started DJing shortly after that. And then, but the guy that plucked me from obscurity at a talent show when I debuted the Polish Magic Show in Florida.
Sure.
If you're watching Facebook Live, it makes sense.
Everyone knows.
Everybody knows. And then
Or go to theculturalhall.com. I'll attach a YouTube video of the Polish Magic Show so you can check it out.
All you have to do is Google Rob Foray Polish Magic.
It's right there.
It's there. it's all you got to do. I think Kevin's doing it right now.
Yeah.
I feel it in the force.
And he's going to write you an email about how much he hates it.
Yes.
So anyway.
So anyway, I went out and did a wedding on the 29th, 28th or 29th of October.
Mm-hmm.
Went to see a Buccaneers game.
Really? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Yes.
Football. NFL?
Yes.
Sunday?
Yes.
Didn't go to church?
Nope.
Yep.
Went to
the Gridiron Church.
The Gridiron Church. It was a fun game until the end. We went to overtime. And
you went to an overtime loss game?
Yes.
Oh,
it was disappointing.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah. So saw the Buccaneers play, flew back home. Then a week later, flew back out to
Orlando. Took your wife this time, right?
Yep. Took her the second time around. We stayed in an amazing resort called the Yacht Club.
Whoa.
It's walking distance.
Is that
to
a Disney
Epcot.
Property?
Yeah.
Okay.
Walking. I've always wanted to stay in like a nice hotel on Disney property.
So you get to go into Disney World early, which is nice.
Yes. Or you stay later.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it lets you stay later, too.
It just depends on the day.
Okay.
Depends on the park.
Okay.
So we stayed at club level, which means you get, mm-hmm. like, fancy schmancy, like, food whenever you want it.
Yeah.
So they have, like, this club level.
Like fancy corn dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Fancy corn dogs.
Fancy
grits.
Chicken fingers.
I got fancy grits every day.
Grits.
They had alcohol.
Yeah.
And Larissa was like, man, why are we paying for alcohol that we'll never drink? You know, it's just.
They're like, well, drink up. We'll drink it.
Yeah. And it was fun. And then we, you know, went to all the parks. We went to Epcot. We went to Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom.
Do you have a favorite?
No.
Really?
No.
Hmm.
It's kind of hard because it. Well, favorite all the park, switch.
Yeah, all the parks have different things, but you don't have a favorite one?
No.
Okay.
Not really. I mean, I worked at Magic Kingdom. I like Magic Kingdom, but and I worked at Studios. Studios is going to be a lot better in like a year.
Right, because all building, the Star Wars stuff?
They're building Star Wars stuff and Toy Story stuff.
Yeah.
And so right now, like half the park is closed, and so you can do it in like 4 hours.
I liked the, what's the one with the, like the Himalayan adventure?
That's Animal Kingdom?
Yeah, I like that one the
That's
best.
That's pretty good.
That one was my favorite.
I like Epcot. I really wish Epcot brought back some of their old rides.
Yeah.
But they're gone. They're extinct. So we did all that stuff. It was a lot of fun. And then we also went to SeaWorld. Went on a roller coaster, lost my phone.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then you got a new phone, and then you got your old phone.
Yeah. So I got my old phone. It's still kind of in a...
It's like an iPod now, right? Because it doesn't make calls, but...
No, well, I haven't... It's kind of in a catatonic state.
Okay.
So we got to go to the Apple Store and resurrect it.
Yes.
And we'll do that in the next
couple
of
Easter.
Days. Yeah. And the guy I stayed with, Elliot, we stayed with Elliot. He's the one I... The one wedding
from Pete's Dragon.
Yep. And his wedding I DJ'd, right? And so he gave me... He's like, here's your tip for your wedding. And he gave me a new phone.
Aw.
He gave me his old iPhone.
Oh, that's great.
Right?
Yeah.
With,
what a cool dude.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. Elliot's awesome. And then... we went to SeaWorld, and we also went
to
Universal.
Did you see the Shamu show? Because they aren't going to do that anymore.
Yeah. They phased out elements of the show.
Right.
Where they ride the Shamu, where the Shamu throws them up in the air. All that stuff is gone.
Yep.
But they still have the show. I don't know if they're going to maybe train new.
I don't think they're bringing any more into the park, is what I heard.
So maybe they're just going to eventually let them age out.
Right.
I don't know. And so went to SeaWorld, walked on every ride. It was like a ghost town.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah. And we saw all the shows. One of our favorite shows was the animal shows, the animal star shows, where they have cats and dogs running around.
Oh,
doing
really?
Tricks.
I like the at SeaWorld, I like the one where the seal goes to high school.
Yes,
that's
we saw
show,
that
right?
one. You saw the seal goes to high school.
Yeah. Whatever it is. I love that show.
Yeah,
I would watch that show all day at SeaWorld.
That's a show that you should be in. If you lived in Orlando, Florida, that would be the show. If you could see Richie T every day, that would be the show you would be in.
Yeah.
Because there's a character in it who's like the principal, who's like this goofy guy. Like, you would be that guy.
Hmm.
You would audition for that show, and you'd be a resident. And,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, what do you do, Richie? Well, I'm a cast member of the, I forget, what it's is, like Simon.
It's like Art and so-and-so's.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah, they're two names. And then we went to Universal Studios, and we went on Veterans Day, and we didn't realize how popular Veterans Day was going to be. It was
Super
crowded.
Because they get discounts.
Yeah, it was like wall-to-wall people that day. It's ridiculous. Because it's a bank holiday, so people took off work, three-day holiday, let's go to the parks.
And all the time, everyone's always like standing and clapping for people as they walk by. You're like, oh, I'm clapping so many times.
That I did not observe. People did not come in their army fatigues.
Really?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, I would think that they would.
Because it's hot.
Yeah, because it's hot.
And do you think those people are like, I want to go to the parks today and get... a round of applause for everyone.
Well, no, but I mean, certainly.
If getting a discount is thanks enough for those veterans. And then we went.
I don't know that I'd say that.
For them.
For them, I guess.
Them. Right. I appreciate everything that our veterans do. And we, at Epcot, we saw Boys to Men, ABCD, BD.
The Beast Ghost Lamp, the real Boys to Men?
Yes.
Here's the deal. You posted that video.
Yes.
And I was like, no way. It's like Boys to Men, and it's
no,
like...
No, it really was Boys to Men.
You know, it's a couple of white guys that are like, well, we used to be boys, and now we're men, and we call ourselves Boys to Men.
No, it was Boys to Men. I saw them in the... We saw them one. We saw one of them in the ride. I think it's Wanye. He was the one danced in Dancing with the Stars. Larissa knew that. She's like, "Hey, that's Wanye. He was in Dancing with the Stars." And then the other one is Sean. He's the skinny one. He was in the same hotel we were.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a great concert.
Yeah,
it was a half hour.
Did you join him in the "I Know It's Baby, I Know You Love Me"?
Well, I put my arms around my wife's hips.
Although we go,
I say, "On to the end of the road,
I don't love you."
Yeah, and then people put up their cell phones. Yeah, it was great. Saw Boys to Men, and then at the wedding. This is the best part about the wedding. So the day of the wedding, Elliot, he's super nerd, right? Mm-hmm. He has a built DeLorean. Everything from Back to the Future. It is the car.
Built DeLorean, like the actual DeLorean car.
So he took a DeLorean and he replicated everything from Back to the Future.
Okay.
It looks like the time machine.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Did it have the lightning rod on the back?
And what? Oh, yeah. And he takes it to Universal Studios.
Uh-huh.
They pay him to feature it at Universal Studios.
Cool.
So he's getting his car paid for by taking it to Universal Studios.
That's awesome.
Right? So it's an exact replica. You get in the car, he turns on some knobs, and the music starts. And even when the doors raise, it has a sound effect. It goes...
Yeah.
It makes those noises.
That's awesome. What a nerd.
Right. And then he has like a replica Ghostbusters backpack that makes the noise. Like, he builds these things or gets people to... or he buys them. And so he DJs at all like these Comic Cons around the country and world. Mm-hmm. He like went to India.
Sure.
And he's like deep in this like nerd niche DJing. And so we're
How does his wife love that? Does she love that?
Well, yeah, she used to be in the circus.
Okay.
Right? And they met.
I love this wedding already.
Right. And they met through Disney. So she works in Disney Entertainment.
Cool.
And for their honeymoon, they went to Disneyland.
Twin Pines.
No, they went to Disneyland Hong Kong, Disneyland Shanghai, and Disneyland Tokyo.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yeah.
And so with completing that, they went to all Disney parks around the world within a calendar year.
Good for them.
Right?
Yes.
So that's what they spend their money on.
Nice.
And so
they'll never have kids, but whatever.
Right, exactly. They have two dogs.
And a DeLorean. I got two kids. And at DeLorean, no big deal.
And so the day of their wedding, we're having lunch right before, you know, and we are eating, and one of the, there's a neighbor sitting next to us. He's a friend, and we're like, "Oh, who are you?" He's like, "Oh, I'm the neighbor." So he's talking to me and the best man, and he says, "You know, I was thinking about maybe bringing my stormtrooper outfit." And the best man, his name is Ruben. He is the warm-up guy for Steve Harvey, if that says anything.
Okay.
Funny, short black guy. He's just loud and funny. And he's like, "What? You're just telling us this now?" He's like, "Yes, bring that stormtrooper outfit." And he goes,
"Yes.
Well, you know, I'm part of the 501st Legion."
And you know, it's our creed and motto that we know.
He's like, "I could call some other guys."
Yeah.
And so it gets out of hand. So as the wedding starts rolling around, you know, they do the ceremony. And
now, does Elliot know about this?
No.
Okay.
He has an idea.
Okay.
But he doesn't know about it. And so we're setting up, and Ruben comes up to me. He's like, "Oh, man, this stormtrooper guy just, like, called all rank and just got a bunch of people." So I go back behind the scenes because they're going to enter the ballroom. And so back in there in the kitchen area. We got like five stormtroopers. We got Kylo Ren. We got a Jawa, and we got two droids. And I'm like, "All right." And so
absurd, right? My gosh.
And so imagine, I was so intimidated to DJ a wedding for my mentor.
Well, yeah, and for all these people that are used to very high level entertainment, that would be blow my mind.
And in the audience were at least 10 DJs.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, being very critical, I'm sure.
Exactly.
I mean, occupationally critical, but like, "Oh, I wouldn't have played that track next."
He talked me up because he's the guy, he trained me. I was the first guy he trained, you know? And so I do all the introductions, the welcome speech, and all this fun stuff. And then we're eating dinner, and then I go, "There's a disturbance in the force." And then I put on the Imperial March. And then one stormtrooper comes out, runs through the door. Like, not everybody's behind him. And he comes out, and the bride's like, "What's going on?" And then more and more and more. And she is freaking out. And we have this dance party with, like, stormtroopers, droids, and all this stuff for, like, 20 minutes. And then they left.
That's awesome.
So,
And it's sort of like your wedding when you guys had the Velociraptor, right?
But imagine, like, five velociraptors coming into our wedding. Like, it was so cool. And then he rode off in a DeLorean.
That's awesome.
Right?
Do we know if he got up to 88 miles per hour?
Or not. Cat butt, you're right.
Oh, the cat's become the star of the Facebook Live.
Yeah, so watch this on Facebook Live and you'll be able to see the cat.
Yep.
Sorry, what was that?
Cat butt is what someone said.
But no, well, you asked me a question.
Was he able to get up to 88 miles per hour? Do we know?
Not.
Or did they, where they were going, he didn't need roads?
No, because they were going on their honeymoon.
Well, welcome back. It's good to have you back, part of the Cultural Hall. We've missed you because you've been gone for forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything else going on?
No, that's pretty much
holiday stuff.
Yeah.
The only thing for me, because we've started to do now, it seems like for the last couple of weeks at least, a couple of articles of news a week.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been too long, only to say a week from today I get my house.
Yeah.
Get the keys to my house.
And you're not going to live in it.
Not at first, no, because it's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
It will be an absolute mess, ripping everything apart. So it would be not a comfortable place to live in.
So you're getting the Elder Scorm to help move?
Well, I hope so.
Elder Scorm or your new Elder Scorm?
I need some holes. I need some holes put in the wall, so I figure I can get the Elder Scorm to come help me out. Yeah. The cat is the star of this thing.
Yeah, there we go.
So we'll probably do a little bit of that, but yeah, I've had lots of folks from the Cultural Hall and from like day job and just from Facebook who are like, "What are you doing with your house? Love to help out."
Wow!
And I think we've arrived at a name. When I talked about this last week on the Cultural Hall, I asked for helps with names.
Yeah, yeah. My favorite one was the Homesteadman.
Yep, which is what I'm going to go with.
Yes,
the Homesteadman.
Now, do you have that URL?
No, not yet, but I'm going to buy it. Or it could be the Homesteadman.
Because you said it was already taken.
No, So Homesteadman was already taken.
Well, so do Homesteadman.
The Homesteadman is not.
But you could always do Homesteadman.org.
No, I don't want a .org. It's the Homesteadman. So I'll acquire that and then build it up.
But that is going to be cool.
It should be fun. And even had people that are like, "Hey, you know what? I'll help you video it and make sure that we get it all up online and all that stuff." So it should be pretty cool, I think. I hope.
Sweet. Yeah. That's exciting.
Other than that, I have to decide if I'm going to live at my dad's or at my brother's while I do all the renovation. Mm. And then I have to figure out how to renovate a house. So that will be
and we didn't,
will come up
have
for
we
me.
Talked about how the Cubs won since last year?
Oh, yeah. Cubs won. We talked about that. Might go out to spring training. That's something that I thought about doing.
Yeah.
Go out to Arizona. You ever done that before?
No, I have not. I've seen a Mets... I saw an Atlanta Braves game in spring training in Orlando. That was like once.
Cool.
Long, long time.
Yeah, no, I've never done anything like that.
One other thing was we didn't talk about the election. We were in line at Epcot,
mm-hmm.
like constantly checking our phones.
Sure.
And so we were in Canada to watch the Martin Short movie. And when it was apparent that Trump was going to win, we decided, hey, let's have some fun. And so I took a picture in front of the Canada sign and it said, you know what? I watched this film on Canada and I feel we're going to move our family to Canada.
And? Are you going to move your family to Canada?
No. I think we'll be fine.
Coming up in the...
If we get Mitt Romney in there, Secretary of State...
Right.
We might have some somebody to kind of rail them in.
Who knows? Coming up in the articles of news, we're going to talk about if you voted for Donald Trump, should you be able to get a temple recommend.
Right.
So it's an op-ed that people are reacting pretty interestingly to.
I haven't read it yet.
At the Cultural Hall's Facebook page. So as always, some of those things we just kind of present to get conversation started. But it is an interesting thing. So we've got that coming up. Dedication of a temple. What is it? There's one other thing that I know.
So we're teasing the second half.
Praying in the Senate. One of the elder. Why can't I think of it? One of the 12 is praying in the elders. You got to get that cat shaved again, isn't it about time?
Yeah, but it's winter, so I would feel terrible. In the winter? We'd have to put a sweater on her.
Yeah, that's fine. Get a sweater on that thing.
Yeah. So
I know, Justin, that Temple Recommends have nothing to do with voting. We're doing this Facebook Live today.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting commentary on question 6 of the Temple Recommend interview. So we'll talk about that. Don't talk about it now. It's coming up in the second half of Articles of News.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. You know, I get a lot of emails with questions from customers. And here's one. Dear Dan, I love to do business at your stores, but I have a lot of Apple and PC stuff. It's too bad because I like doing business with local people. I wish there was a way to make all of my gadgets work together. Signed, Scattered. Dear Scattered, Windows, Mac, Android, we can make all of them sync up for you. Your phone, tablet, and PC. They'll all be one big, happy, diverse family. So Scattered, bring in all your Apple and PC stuff. Now that's comfort and peace of mind. Get a brand new PC laptop's desktop for just $799 with a lifetime parts and labor warranty at any PC laptop's location while supplies last. $799, you can't beat that deal. Please visit any one of our locations right now or call us at 1-877-596-SAVE or check us out at PCLaptops.com.
Utah's newest upscale catering company is now accepting bookings for the upcoming holiday and wedding season. Slick Rock Catering masterfully combines exquisite food, beautiful presentation, high-level service, and careful attention to create a special occasion that will be remembered. From award-winning food, event planning, decorating, to providing highly trained servers, Slick Rock Catering will help you make your next special event a huge success. Contact them at slickrockcatering.com.
Imagine running a small business today. It's challenging. Imaging and internet presence is an absolute must. Even with that, you're still a small star in a bright cyber universe. Now, imagine you have someone who understands how to get your site designed for your talents and then easily searched by potential clients. Imagine Lennon Design. Whether it's strictly a website or a whole package of logo creation, advertising media, and promotional materials, Lennon Design is your partner in business. They'll test the boundaries of their imagination to create something unique for you. When you need creative, affordable design, let it be Lennon Design. Call 801-699-3022 or visit LennonDesign.com.
The Cultural Hall wants you to help Utah Food Bank fight hunger statewide. Through your donations of food, time, or money, Utah Food Bank is able to distribute over 31 million meals annually to Utahns facing hunger. Even a $1 donation can be turned into $7.35 of goods and services. One in five children in Utah could go to bed hungry tonight, and 423,000 Utahns are unsure where their next meal will come from. By donating food at your local pantry or by visiting utahfoodbank.org, you can make a difference.
It's time for the second half of Articles of News. Here at the House of the Party, we're not Facebook Living that, so you won't understand why we wouldn't talk to a cat that you don't hear on the show. It's me, Richie T, DJ Rob, and Brett.
Well,
Brett.
We established
Brexit.
Where the earthquake was in New Zealand, it's Brett. And here it's Brett.
Did you guys hear about the earthquake in Japan?
No.
Yes.
Today, another earthquake.
Right where the meltdown was.
Yeah. You're going to either have to talk loud or talk quiet, Britt, because you go loud and then you go quiet.
I'm too far away.
Again.
No, he's going to
There we go. You're fine.
Technical difficulties.
Because sometimes you're a low talker like this.
I am.
And then you have to be a loud talker, and then we can't set a level for you.
Sorry.
Yeah, in the same place in Japan that happened 4 or 5 years ago.
The tsunami.
Yeah, the tsunami. And
there's
the earthquake.
A tsunami warning right now.
Yeah. Same place. It's where Elliot and Lindsay are, if we want to harken back to the first part of this episode.
No way.
It is time for... let me ask this. How'd your dates go this week? Give us the 60-second, if you listened to last week's
and we're talking
second
to,
edition.
We're talking to Britt's dates, not mine.
Yeah, because we all know about how Rob's dates went, right? Wife of the party, if you know what I'm talking about. Wink, wink, say no more, say no more.
Hubba, hubba.
Two dates this last weekend, mid-single dates. Putting yourself out there.
Turned out to be one date. And then rain check. And unfortunately, the girl I was more excited about did the rain check.
Is it
but she was cool about
is it. Is it the legit rain check, or do you think
yes,
she was?
No, because I said, right at the time, she got off of work, and she said, oh, I don't think I can, I'm going to have to bail. And I said, that's cool. I'm a little disappointed. You know,
sure.
Because I want to let her know I was looking forward
sure.
to it. And I said, rain check? And she said, yes, thank you, please. She said, please, thank you, and sorry to make you wait around. And I said, no worries. I'll venture a guess to say you're worth the wait. And
then
And then a half hour later, she said, wow, that is so sweet.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Little man.
So, and then we kissed.
But then I got another date with a different girl for Wednesday night.
Look at you, big player.
I'm trying to be proactive because I got into a little scuffle with the girl at work.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
That's why I'm trying to be – she's motivating me. To be more proactive is the good
yes.
silver lining.
Good for you. That's how you do that. And a follow-up from that, we talked about I was going to give that girl a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up not.
Aww.
She ended up not. She was like, nah, I'm tired. So maybe in the future.
See, that's what happened to me on my day.
Here's Elliot. He just posted this on Facebook. Good morning. No need to set an alarm when the whole hotel building shakes. It wakes you up. Oh. Lindsay and I are fine. Thanks for everyone's concern. Time for extra magic minutes. 15 minutes early.
There you go. So he's still going to the Disney property, yep, even though there was an earthquake.
Yep.
All right. Let's do some articles of news. Hit it, Peter.
You can't lose articles of news.
We've got some fun stuff. Not a whole ton of articles, just because we've started doing this couple articles of news a week, which we may do. We may do another one this week with the holiday. Not everyone having to work on Friday. Maybe we'll pick up another one this Friday morning.
Talk about Black Friday deals. And
I'm going to get up early and buy a vacuum. I'm actually really stoked. I am going to get up early. I'm either going to go buy a vacuum or a washer and a dryer. I haven't decided which. But now, because I'll be a homeowner.
Oh, wow. Need... washer and dryer on Black Friday like five years ago.
Good deal?
Yeah.
Great deal, right?
Remember? Do you ever remember me posting that picture of me sitting on the washer and dryer?
No.
It was on Facebook, and I was like, hey, ladies. I am now legit.
Oh, no, I do remember that. Yes, yeah. I do. Hey.
Hey, ladies, you want to date a guy that's got a washer and dryer?
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, anyway.
That was when you lived over in your condo, though, right?
Yeah.
All right. Did I say hit it, Peter? I did, right?
Yes, you did.
Elder D. Todd Christofferson is going to give the morning prayer in the U.S. Senate and attend a Library of Congress event that honors the Book of Mormon next month. Senator Orrin Hatch, Mormon from Utah, arranged for Elder Christofferson, member of the Quorum of the Twelve, to pray in the Senate on the 7th of December. As President Pro Tem, Hatch is responsible for presiding over the Senate. Hatch also will host Elder Christofferson at the Library of Congress at an event recognizing the inclusion of the Book of Mormon into the America Reads exhibit. Elder Christofferson will speak about the importance of the Book of Mormon in the lives of Americans.
So is this the book or the musical?
Yeah, I think it's the book.
Okay.
I mean, let me double check. Yes, the book.
Okay. What was I say? I didn't know Elder Christofferson was in that.
Hello, my name is Elder D, and I would like to share with you.
Hello, my name is Elder Christofferson.
When we tease this as well, so let me get to this. Then the rest of the stories are a little bit more serious. President Henry B. Eyring dedicated the first temple in Connecticut over the weekend.
Hartford?
It is not Hartford. It is Hartford.
I win.
I thought it was, it's the Hartford, Connecticut temple, but I swear it's not in Hartford itself. It's like in...
well, that's like the Denver temples in, what, Littleton or whatever?
Yeah.
Aurora?
Aurora.
No, it's Aurora.
Borealis.
I don't know, somewhere.
Shooting down from Dallas. Can't you picture that? Yeah. The Lord, he says, was able to do this because these faithful people were there, and he loves them. It's a great tribute to their faith. There's a great picture... I know that the Cultural Hall follows all the brethren on social media, but you really should check it out. Some of the stuff that they post is really great. Look at that picture of Elder Eyring, and I'm not sure who the other...
Is it a selfie?
No, it is someone else taking it. But there are. They occasionally post selfies, and I think it's so funny. I'm not sure who the other person in this picture is, but check that out.
Did you...
it's a little bit dark in my copy. You can see it at theculturalhall.com.
Is that now?
Are they on Instagram? That'd be so funny if they...
Yes.
Apostle Instagram stories.
Did you hear that?
Here I am, just getting ready for a general conference. Going to kill it today.
Kill it. Hashtag killing the comp. did you hear about the timeline for that temple, though? Like when it was announced?
No.
So Hinckley announced it in 92.
In Hartford?
Yeah, but they delayed it because they built ones in New York and wherever else close by.
And land. Wasn't land an issue for the Connecticut one? I know that there was...
Never been to Connecticut.
Connecticut, where they eat coconut shrimp.
Hey!
That's a reference to Rob's blooper reel on the SU lab.
Yeah, just Google...
Jeez. It is. It's Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Do you say it? Like
spell it.
Arctic? You know, with the sea
it's
in
Arctic
there.
In the Arctic Circle.
Like we have Arctic Circle here, like a restaurant.
It's the
every
Arctic.
Syllable.
It's Connecticut.
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 Is it Connecticut Avenue?
Yes, on the Monopoly.
We're going to rock down to Connecticut Avenue.
Well, it's the same thing.
Is
like
it
it's not Connect. It's not Connect Four. The game is not Connect Four.
Connect Four, but
Connect
it's not spelled.
Yes, it is. C O N N E C T. Connecticut.
Okay, fine.
Prior to the dedication, President Eyring conducted the traditional cornerstone ceremony, which signifies completion of the temple. Quote, There's a cornerstone here. It already has artifacts that were put there, and we will ceremonially seal it by putting in some mortar, he said. As you know, the Savior himself is the cornerstone of this work and of the church. I want you to play the audio of this thing that we found about Mitt Romney reading hate tweets.
Who does that, Jimmy Kimmel? Or?
Yeah, it's the Jimmy Kimmel show, right?
Yeah.
So hopefully we can be able to hear it. You let us know if we need to crank your microphone up a little bit.
I'm a Trump supporter.
Okay, Donald Trump is trying to pull America back from the brink, and freaking Mitt Romney is playing with matches in the bathroom.
Is there any truth to that?
I'm not touching that, I'll tell you that.
All right.
Okay, at Mitt Romney equals loser. That's true, actually, I lost. you may not have noticed. Let's see, who are you anyway? And by the way, where do you buy the shoe polish you wear in your hair? at Trump 2016, I buy it at Costco in bulk.
At least he's honest, right?
Yeah, right.
Let's see, I actually met Mitt Romney in a bank a couple of months back. I'm now working on a time machine to go back and punch him in the throat. Hashtag Trump. pick or it didn't happen.
One more.
All right, one more.
I like that. That was good.
Well, that's a handle. At Cheddar Biscuit. I'd pay good money to watch Mitt Romney crying in a ball pit at a Chuck E. Cheese. That's the right question.
One.
Something tells me that Cheddar Biscuit may have had personal experience doing something like that himself.
So take that.
I love it.
You must work at Red Lobster.
I like those
Cheddar Biscuit.
Oh, yeah. Those things are seriously so good.
Never eaten there, but I've heard they're good.
You've never had the Cheddar Biscuit? You ever had their Cheddar Biscuit?
Yes, I have.
So good, right?
Yeah. And with Mitt Romney, there is rumblings that he is auditioning to be...
Auditioning.
Well, I don't know if he's auditioning or...
Slated to be...
The Secretary of State.
I don't think it's a... Yeah, I don't think it's an audition. He's like, now I'll be singing 16 bars from Book of Mormon.
But I don't think he's... He's not actively pursuing it, but the idea is if he were to give that olive branch to Mitt Romney, who definitely did not like Trump, I think it would really say a lot about Trump's making a decision to kind of bridge the gap and get somebody who's respectable, maybe?
Sure, maybe.
Yeah. As a Republican, too.
What does that say about Mitt Romney, though? I thought that, too.
That he's our savior.
Hey, we'll take it.
What's the thing about Batman? He's not the hero we wanted.
He's not the hero you want, but he's the hero you need.
Yeah. Right.
The Dark Knight.
We need him. We need him in the office.
I don't know. I think it's interesting. In some ways, it's sort of hypocritical, right, for him to be like,
yes.
But, the worst thing ever. But then on the other hand, it's like, please.
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 Exactly. Oh, exactly. If we could have somebody in there who's
statesman,
like...
Statesman, please.
It's like, please. All his goodwill will offset... Well, not completely offset Trump's lifestyle, but, you know. Anyway, should we segue into that... the Tuple recommend thing or no?
No, not yet. I've got a couple other things that I want to hit before we get there. And then you've got audio from a Mormon family on Family Feud that we're going to get to in a minute.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go here. You guys get the Friend magazine as a kid?
Yes.
Did you?
Never touched it, but yeah, we did.
You never touched it?
I hated those.
Like mom and dad got it for you and they're like, why don't you read an article from a friend? And you're like, no.
And I'm like, no, that's boring church stuff.
Yeah. I had a friend who was on the cover of it.
Really?
Yeah.
For what? We all had friends around the cover living in Salt Lake.
Tom Boyden, yeah.
Yeah, well, my sister-in-law was on the cover of the New Era.
For what? Just because? Pictures
yeah,
getting taken?
Tons of people at East in our high school were... Yeah, I'm sure you know people that were...
Sure. My brother had an article that he wrote in the Friend magazine.
Well, there you go.
About my dad.
It's called...
And running.
Folding your arms while you walk into primary and how...
No, it was the basic premise of my brother's story was like he used to go and ride his bike while my dad would run, mm-hmm. and they would have to go up this big hill whenever he would run, and my dad would always push the seat behind him, and then there was one time that...
he carried him.
It was then that he carried him, that he was riding, and you know he made it all the way to the top, and he looked back to see that my dad had been the one to push him up, and it wasn't my dad. He had just made it... He had made it, and then he related it to, you know, all the times that he had hard work on in his life, and then when he was on his mission, all the hard work that my dad had done. He looked back and, you know, seen that my dad had done it. All right, so the Friend magazine.
Friend?
In 2017, here are five changes to the church's Friend magazine. Are you ready for these?
It's no longer called Friend.
It's called Foe.
It's called
based on the current political.
Amigo.
Amigo. Friend with a W.
In 2017, new paper and new features are coming to the Friend, and here they are. Number one, new child-friendly paper. If you've ever watched a child write or color on glossy magazine pages, you know how tricky it is, right?
Oh.
The pen doesn't go, the crayons are screwy.
I thought it just wouldn't give you paper cuts anymore.
In 2017, the Friend will be printed on thicker, textured paper that's perfect for coloring and the paper and pencil activities that you find within the Friend.
How quiet is it when you wrestle it, like for sacrament meeting purposes?
It sounds like a fire. Sounds like this.
Yeah, because remember when Sun Chips changed their bag to that more natural bag and it was super loud and they had to change it to a less loud bag?
I wondered where you were going with that, but yes, I do remember the Sun Chips.
I do not remember that.
Number two, there will be an expanded preteen section.
Preteen in the Friend?
Yeah, because the new era is focused on teenagers.
Mm.
So preteen would be in the Friend. Preteen children are at a stage of important transitions, and they also face serious challenges such as profanity, pornography, drug use, technology, and mental health issues. To help other children strengthen their faith to meet these challenges, the Friend's, quote, for older kids section has been redesigned and expanded from 4 pages to 8 pages.
Woo.
Stories will cover gospel topics geared to older readers and also stories about children dealing with challenging situations.
I have a hard time believing that any preteen struggling with those things would be reading The Friend. That's how cynical I am.
Yeah, that is how cynical you are. Because I think that they would. Why not?
He's like, well, I could look at porn or read The Friend. Well, let's see.
No.
It's kind of a toss-up.
I need you to search the rest of this story. This whole story didn't print. I need you to search the rest of the story. The five big changes to the Church's Friend magazine at LDS.org. I've only got the first two.
Five big changes to the
Church's Friend,
Friend
magazine.
You lost the second page?
No, it didn't print. It says find the rest of the story at LDS.org. And
did you just have an ad for what? Black Friday deals at Bass Pro Shops or something? No. Oh, never mind. It kind of looked like it.
No, it's a sample page of what it is.
You are right. It is on. The rest of it is on LDS.org. That was a teaser to get us to go to another website where they're trying to convert us.
Clickbait.
Monthly CTR stories to support the 2017 primary time theme, Choose the Right. The Friend will publish a monthly CTR story. There you go.
So an example of a kid choosing the right, is that what a CTR story
yes.
is?
Okay. Challenge. I will honor my parents and do my part to strengthen my family. Check this off. Do my chores when being asked. Do one thing each day for a week to show your family you love them. Check this off. Talk to a family member and really listen to them. That's good. And I challenge myself to actually read The Friend. Okay. Number four, church history figures and scripture reading chart.
That's cool. Like a way to like your year-long thing and put stickers. Is that what it is?
Reading the scriptures as a family is a fun way parents can raise their children in light and truth. The January Friend will include a reading chart to help families read from the DNC while they will be studying in primary. The Friend will also include monthly church history figures that so I guess it will be within line with Sunday school.
Cool.
Right? Number five, extended preteen section. We already talked about that. Plus, monthly Friend connection page where you can find friends in a, what is it? Oh, in a app where you swipe right and swipe left to find new friends.
No, that's not true.
To help parents and families even more, the Enzyme will contain a monthly Friend connection page. Parents will find help using for that month's Friend to talk to children about challenging issues such as gender, pornography, conflict, bullies, good language, and facial hair in the temple.
Stupid.
I believed you about the swipe right thing. I was like, what?
The new Friend app.
Yeah.
Friend app.
I just want friends. Find friends in my area.
You're swiping. Like, I don't want any
friends. I'm going back to pornography.
Aww.
I think we're going to end on the Family Feud stuff here in a minute.
Okay.
Because we'll go serious and we'll go Trump.
Okay.
And then we'll go Family Feud, right? So put your serious face on for a second,
okay.
Britt.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Latter-day Saints in Colombia are mourning the death of a young seminary teacher who was killed by robbers. I think we mentioned this briefly in a previous Articles of News. Kevin Regalado was walking October 19th to a meeting house in Cali, Colombia, where he taught early morning seminary when he was robbed and mortally wounded. The crime remains under investigation. Brother Regalado, a member of the Cristobal Colon Ward, or Colon Ward, San Fernando, Cali, Columbia stake, was well-loved in the local Mormon community because of his stellar example, his big smile, and service to others. He was called to teach seminary after returning from a two-year mission to Resistencia, Argentina, which is where my brother served. He was studying engineering, played the piano, sang in the church choir, and played drums in a band that he formed with fellow members, and he also worked in his family's cabinet shop. So, a tremendous amount of love and support to the Regalado family in Colombia.
Yeah,
and then also sort of dark, but a little bit longer of a story, this. The Stafford County man, authorities believe, killed his wife and two young daughters before taking his own life, called 911 Thursday morning to report three murders and a suicide. He then identified himself as Lance Buckley and hung up the phone. The sheriff's office on Friday identified those killed as Lance Calvin Buckley, 35, Amy Buckley, 30, Claire Buckley, 5, and Abigail Buckley, 18 months. After the 911 call at 8:41, deputies responded to the Windsor Forest home in northwestern Stafford and found four bodies on a lower floor. The state administrator for the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner in Richmond declined to confirm the causes of death Friday because the relatives had not been notified. Detectives are continuing to investigate the incident, which the sheriff's office has called a domestic-related murder-suicide. The sheriff's office has not said how the four died or what may have led to their deaths. The family lived with Lance Buckley's parents, who owned the home on Wilderness Court. It is not clear where the parents were at the time of the incident. Lance Buckley was in the news last year when he went missing for 3 days in May. After he was found unharmed at a campground near Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, his wife, Amy, wrote a heartfelt message on a website she had created to spread word of her husband's disappearance. She wrote that she was grateful for, quote, my precious babies, referring to her two young daughters, quote, they are my oxygen, the reason I continued living when I faced my own personal hell, thinking I might never see my husband again. Which she wrote on findlancebuckley.com, which has since been taken down. She called Lance Buckley her, quote, companion forever, best friend, and the man I love. Quote, I no longer take any day for granted because I experienced what I thought were my last days with him. The healing process will take a while, but I know with your continued prayers we will emerge strong. Claire Buckley was a student at Rock Hill Elementary in Stafford. In a statement, a school system spokeswoman noted that they, while the incident did not occur on school property, that they knew that it would have an impact on their school community. Hang on. Almost done. A grief responders team was at the elementary school to help students. Lance Buckley went missing last year after catching a ride to Howard University in Washington, where he was enrolled in a PhD program. His family thought he was graduating a few days later, but he did not. So it's, again, if you remember the Mark Hacking story, Mormon family here in Utah, again, sort of a dishonest kind of thing. Buckley's LinkedIn page said that he had a bachelor's degree in biology from BYU in Idaho and 5 years of graduate-level experience in microbiology at Howard University. The LinkedIn page states that he was a teaching assistant at Howard University. His position at Howard required him to give lectures, prepare laboratory exercises, and teach and assist undergraduate biology. The LinkedIn page also says, and here's the connection, that Buckley was a missionary for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from April 2001 until 2003. So, sort of a sad thing as far as this goes. So here we go. This is from the Salt Lake Tribune, and already some people will discount this. Mm-hmm. But this asks an interesting question, and I want you to look beyond the question that I'm about to ask you. Here we go. The headline, should Mormons who voted for Trump get temple recommends? Mormons who want to get into LDS temples must have a card, a temple recommend, that certifies not only that they live a certain institutionally prescribed orthopraxy, but also that they have verbally assented to a number of ideological, theological propositions. So basically, you have to pass the temple recommend interview. Why they couldn't say that, I'm not sure. One of the questions that's asked is question number 6, which is, do you guys know it verbatim?
We believe in being chaste, but
no, that's the Articles of Faith.
Oh.
Question 6 is, do you affiliate with or with any group or individual whose teachings or practices are contrary or oppose those accepted by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or do you sympathize with the precepts of any such group or individual?
Mm-hmm.
Question 6 is one of the more perfunctory questions of the temple interview process. The strict and literal application of this question would exclude pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if you have a friend who hates the church, that excludes you, right, if you affiliate with. So these interviews, according to this author, David Mason, largely dance across this question, often acknowledging its pointlessness with chuckles. Hmm. I had a bishop's interview a while back when I got my temple recommended that I have now, and the guy, at least on the ward level, when I said, "Well, I mean, I work with who I work with, and I don't, you know, and certainly they are no proponents of the church," and he's like, "Yeah, it's kind of a silly question because I also support the Boy Scouts, and the Boy Scouts have differing point of views than the church would, right? At least on some of their levels."
Well, it's more philosophical, I guess, and they want, how depending on how you answer it, then they might delve further.
Right.
Yeah.
The institution has often said it has a perfect right to regulate its affairs in this way. But as this author continues on, it says, I would point out that the application of question 6 to exclude members from the temple shows that the LDS Church has become a sectarian institution. A certain Mormonism among many possible Mormonisms has secured a privileged place in the LDS Church and protects and projects itself as the only genuine Mormonism by marginalizing and excluding all alternatives. Considering the recent presidential election, a perfectly reasonable of question 6 would justify revoking the temple recommends of all recommend holders who voted for the 2016 GOP candidate who, after all, A, boasts openly of sexually assaulting women as a part of normal daily interaction, B, cheated rather shamelessly on each of his 3 wives, C, defrauded thousands of people with a, quote, fake university, D, has habitually refused to pay what he contractually owes, E, lies with frequency, regularity, and apparently as a matter of strategic apology, F, has publicly ridiculed disabled people, G, has advocated violence against opponents, H, has incited violence against people of color. So this author goes on, I can see no reason why Mormondom should not read a vote for such a man as a willful affiliation with an individual whose teachings or practices are contrary to or oppose those accepted by the church. I can see no reason why it should not read a vote for such a man as sympathizing with the precepts of such a man. So I want to ask you guys, what do you think about that?
I think that could be applied to any candidate in the history of the United States.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there have been people that have been fairly upset on our Facebook page saying, I can't believe this. This is ridiculous. And for good reason, feeling like they're being attacked for perhaps voting for Trump. Right. I don't read that article as specifically about Trump. I think it's far more about the question.
It's like question 6. It's like it's thought provoking question.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, I don't know. I just think that there's so many questions in the interview, you could say, well, based on your affiliations, should you get a recommend? And that's what the interview is, I think, is all about, is like it's you between you and the Lord, but somebody's asking you questions, so you kind of know if you're going to be worthy to go to the temple or not,
right,
based on if you lie about your answers and stuff. But they couldn't even ask you who you voted for. You don't have to divulge that anyway.
No, but the question does still remain, do you support or affiliate with, and is a vote of support?
So that, again, you could say, if you believe that Trump is not that, you could say, no, I don't.
Right.
You know?
It's an interesting discussion about that question, though, as part of the temple recommend. Because so many of the other ones, right? Do you live the word of wisdom?
Yeah, well, that's also, do you live the law of chastity? It's like,
right,
well, have I had a bad thought in the last year? A dirty thought? Have I seen something in a movie or something, you know?
Sure.
I look at, do I consume massive amounts of porn instead of reading The Friend?
Friend?
Because now it's got the paper.
Yeah.
Anyway, an interesting article for sure. Certainly something to think about as you go and get your new temple recommends. I know there's a lot of people that will be upset about that, but I think it is, you know, what does that question really mean? It obviously doesn't mean that to a lot of people, and I'm in support of that.
A lot of people
that would
say, oh, I only voted for Trump because it means a Republican who will be making the decisions for the Supreme Court.
Sure.
Yeah.
But also the person who probably wrote it, do we know anything about them? It's op-ed, right? So it's just a reader. So
yeah, I can tell you a little bit. He's a chair of the theater and director of Asian studies at Rhodes College in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
He's the editor-in-chief of Ecumenica. He's the author of Brigham Young, Sovereign in America, My Mormonism and Theater and Religion on Krishna's Stage.
Okay, well, he obviously knows the inner workings of the Mormon religion, so it's sort of a, you know, like a way to get thought-provoked, maybe create an inflammatory response. I don't know if that's his intention, well, but he knows how to get people to react.
Here's what he says. He says, with some hope, I would suggest that the LDS Church scratch question 6 from the recommend interview.
Okay, so that's a way of bringing that up.
And abandon formally, officially, and finally the custom of holding disciplinary councils on the basis of disagreements over theological or ideological ideas.
Okay, so it's his way of bringing that to a discussion.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is what we're doing here. But I thought it's fascinating the people who don't read beyond, well, who am I going to vote for? Lion Hillary?
Yeah. All I'm doing, I'm reading some of these comments, and I found it interesting that so many people are like, oh, this was clickbait. This is the media trying to sell more papers or whatever. And the thing is, it's an op-ed.
Right.
So it has nothing to do.
Well, maybe it has a little to do with it.
Well, they probably wrote
the
headline.
Paper still picks the headline and decides whether or not it's going to be a part of their publication. Right. Sure.
Plus, the Trib knows how to do that.
Another way.
Yeah, so let's not give too much credit to the Trib.
Okay. And then somebody else said this. Republican members of the church have been saying this crap about Mormon Democrats for years. Sucks,
right. How can you be a Democrat and be able to get your temple recommended?
You voted for Harry Reid, you know. Can't believe you do that. This is ridiculous. The church does not tell us how to vote, just encourages us to be educated, involved citizens. I can't help but feel that this was intentionally written to stir up negative feelings and fan the flames of the political divide. So
the political divide exclamation point.
Yeah.
On that sentence and on that sentence.
Yeah. So I'm just reading some of the stuff. And
a
lot
of comments from the Cultural Hall's Facebook page.
What a stupid, insane question. Might be the stupidest question ever. But a lot of people are kind of on the side of it not being. All right, so I got two things to go. We got the police beat, and we got.
Oh wait, hold on. I gotta do this. Speaking of the Cultural Hall's social media, if you are not following the Cultural Hall on Instagram, Anna has put a lot more effort into it in the last couple of weeks. It is so funny. Yeah. She has found some really, really funny things and also just been more active with it. So if you're not following the Cultural Hall on Instagram, check that out. Facebook, we do a pretty good job about sharing stuff. Madison is our new Twitter lady. She's great.
Good.
She's doing a great job. Loves to post about once a day. And then Carly, of course, is just killing it over on our Pinterest page. So if you check that out. Also, if you have signed up for the Cultural Hall email, our mass email. First one's going out on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
We've got a message from Just Joni talking about Thanksgiving and talking about where she's at and keeping you up to date on the Cultural Hall. Hopefully that'll go out a couple times a month, but Holly is going to be helping us with that, so you can check that out. Should look forward to it. If you've signed up for the emails anytime in the past, you should get it. If you have never signed up, you can do that just on the right-hand side.
What's Holly doing again?
She's doing the email. She's putting together all the email. She'll contact you, Rob, next about a message for the holidays.
Oh, boy.
So you can write a little thing like you'll see Joni do.
By the fireside with Rob Ferry.
By the fairy side.
Huh? The fairy side.
When I think of holidays, I think of warm hot chocolate and
chestnuts
tacky
roasting.
Yeah. So which one do you want first?
Let's do Mormon family. The Sherwood family were on Family Feud. They're a Mormon family. And we've got some audio from it. So let's.
And I wish I would have known about this because the best man for the wedding last week, he's the warm-up guy for Family Feud.
That's what you were saying, the small black gentleman that was at the wedding.
Yes. So I guess we'll play these clips here. Here we go.
Here we go.
Something you think of when you hear the word grind.
Dancing. Grind.
What?
So the family takes it, so they take the. So this is the Mormon family, the Sherwoods. Uh-huh. So she got the grind.
Play. They decided to play.
When you hear the word grind.
Well, if it wasn't dancing, then I guess I'd be grinding some pepper.
Grinding some pepper.
Oh, I would have done that.
What is it, coffee?
Coffee.
Well, only because I had to share a room with this one for years, and she grind her teeth that night. So I'm going to say, grind her teeth.
Hey. Hey, they're getting it. All right.
Hey, Sophie, you have something to think of when you hear the word grind.
Well, you say you got to get back to the old grind. Work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good answer. Good answer.
All right. Whoa. All right.
Summer, name something you think of when you hear the word grind.
Machinery.
Machinery.
Yeah. Oh, she got it. Gears, brakes. Yeah.
Good.
Name something you think of when you hear the word grind.
Grind the meat.
Yeah, like sausage, meat grinder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got it.
They're good.
So it's they like just haven't book. Gotten the number one. What's the number one?
Sex.
Coffee.
Oh, coffee.
Oh. Here we go.
Stay with spices and see if we can grind the wheat.
Grind the wheat.
Like, that's the number one. Grind the wheat.
Grind
really?
The wheat, sure.
Yeah, for your food storage.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful, Lacey. Come on now. You got one answer left, so but you got two strikes. The Morrow family can steal. Lacey, name something you think of when you hear the word grind.
Grinder.
A grinder!
What? Okay. It's gonna be a conference stupid.
Name something you think of when you hear the word grind. Steve, I'm gonna go with coffee.
That's the number one answer.
That's funny because they got all the hard ones.
Right, they got all the hard ones.
But they didn't get the number one.
And the number one was
coffee
because they don't associate
at
grinding
all.
Coffee. But, you know, grinding your wheat, that's what we all do.
Food storage, man.
We all grind our own wheat.
According to this article about it, Steve Harmy talks about it. In fact, we grind more wheat than coffee, and many Mormons can probably think of at least one member or friend who grinds wheat to make their own bread. Quote, I think our mom had a wheat grinder, Summer shared. I don't think we ever helped grind wheat, but a few of our friends have mentioned chipping in to get us a grinder so Nathan can grind some wheat. While the Sherwoods mm-hmm. didn't win the game show, they enjoyed their time competing on the show together as siblings. Completely oblivious to a coffee grinder.
Okay.
The police beat.
Down in Provo, November 7th to 14th, we're going to play a little game. We're going to play whoever gets closest to the price. This is a little Price is Right game here. Vandalism, November 8th. Four cars at Wyview had their windows shattered by an unknown suspect. No property was stolen. The estimated cost of windows was?
$100.
$400.
Richie's the winner at $300.
Wait, no, you can't go over for doing Price is Right rules. No. Then I win. Because that's why $1 works, man.
Okay, then you go and I'm just going a dollar over.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so Brick gets 1 point.
No, because then I go for it and then we'll switch.
Okay, so Brick gets the first one. November 9th, a male student in Helaman Halls was caught on camera forcing the doors open of an elevator to shut. Which made the elevators shut down. The student apologized and received a warning from university police, and his temple recommend was revoked.
True.
Repairs cost, Richie T.
Okay, so he's trying to break into the elevator.
No. He was trying closed. To force them shut.
Force them shut.
Yes.
$122.
Okay, Britt?
I'll say $300.
All right, Richie T wins. It's 150.
Yeah,
nice, Richie. Yes.
Okay, a female student. This is theft. A female student wallet reappeared in her desk drawer after being stolen a week earlier.
Okay,
cash and three gift cards worth how much were stolen from her wallet?
You first, Britt.
Say $50.
Okay,
no, it's three gift cards, dummy.
Well, that's
at least 75.
Well, she's not very much cash in
so
it,
that's though. $50.
I'm going to say it's got to be, she's a college kid. Gift cards are $25 a piece. There's three of them.
No, uh-huh. I didn't 50.
So what's your?
So I'm going to say 82.
The correct answer is 95.
Yeah,
Richie.
See?
Richie with 2 points.
$25.
A female student's bike parked at Spencer W. Kimball Tower was reported stolen. The bike estimated is worth about how much, Richie?
The bike. let's see, call it 225.
Okay.
500.
Britt, right on the dot.
Nice.
500.
Yes, there that's an extra $100.
It yeah. should be. Bump I know. Parker, you, yeah. No, that's so it's or two to two. Here we go. Theft in Orm. Now we're going to Orm.
Okay. Mm. So got to think not on campus.
I love this okay. one. Yes. A man and a woman wearing BYU sweatshirts were caught on security tape, leaving Smith's with a grocery cart full of unpaid items. When confronted, the couple ran, and police are now searching for the suspects. They recently went to a BYU game and could not find people wearing BYU sweatshirts.
Okay. True.
True. Okay. There's no.
There's no.
But isn't that funny? That? Like, they're looking for suspects in BYU sweatshirts. Yeah.
In Orem.
It's yeah. like, all right, guys.
Let's well, last time we got Max Hall at the Best Buy, he was wearing a BYU shirt. So.
November 13th, police found a stolen car and arrested two individuals who stole the vehicle. Who, when confronted by police, the individuals gave officers false information about their identities. Police charged them with obstruction of justice and theft. And last, trespassing. Three adults were charged with trespassing after they brought their children to an under-construction playground that was clearly marked closed with fencing, signs, and police tape.
But they wanted a place where they could take kids where there weren't other kids. That makes sense. All the playgrounds in yeah. Utah County, are you kidding me?
And they're dangerous like playgrounds used to be like right. when we were kids.
And at the time when they found the parents, they were reading the magazine, which was called?
The Friend.
And that's it. Very good. And it all comes full circle.
We hope that this episode has nourished and strengthened your body.
We hope that if you're not well enough to listen this week, you'll be able to listen to it next week.
And hopefully your bike will not be stolen.
Valued over $200. In the meantime, we'll be saving a seat for you.
On the back row.
Of the cultural.
Why are you talking like that?
Save me a seat. It's sure to be neat. On the back row, we read.